think it's the head block.
I don't know if you're going for that or not.
In season or what's going on, but how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, that's a big honor for Dwayne Brown. He's definitely earned that award coming back from the type of injury he had last year and to bounce back and play at a very high level. And me personally, I'm just trying to get better each and every day and just get back out there on the field and help my teammates out. I went out today in practice and did a lot more than I did last week, so I think I'm trending in the right direction.
That's a good thing. We're all day to day at this point. How about JD making a Pro Bowl?
Very excited for him. He definitely earned it, well earned. He continues to work hard. And, you know, the main thing for us, him going out there and producing at a high level on the field, which that gets you the recognition and the honor to go to the Pro Bowl. So I'm extremely excited for him and happy for him.
You got a big game Christmas Eve. Do you have thoughts of Christmas go through your head? I mean, you've got a family and everything. How do you keep that all in perspective?
It's all part of it, you know. Every year around this time, you know, if you're going to be in the NFL, you're going to be busy when it come around Christmas time. It's just the way our schedule is. But, you know, for me, it's just about being around my family and being able to enjoy the moments. You know, I have kids now, so just being able to see the smile on their faces. Then it's a time about giving back and helping others and putting smiles on others' faces also. That's not as fortunate as you are.
What's your best Christmas memory?
My best Christmas memory is when I probably got my first bicycle because I begged my dad for it. I seen other kids in the neighborhood having it, and my dad was always one of those ones to where if I begged for something or he felt that I was kind of left out in a certain situation, he would go and make it happen for me however he needed to.
What color was it?
It was green. Green and white BMX bike.
You jump into Mean Hills?
Not at all, but I was up and down that sidewalk nonstop for days. Had a couple big scratches on my leg. I was telling my wife, my mom, she just threw alcohol right on it and put me right back outside.
Gotcha. Good old days.
Them good old days. Kids not like that now, man. At all.
Everybody wants to wear a helmet.
Helmet, that's, trust me, my wife, you go outside riding a hoverboard. You better put a helmet on. All right, I got you.
Let's talk about how the defense has been so far, leading up with two games left of the season.
They've been playing lights out, I think, at every level. The pass rush, the run-stopping defense, the pass coverage. I think the play call has been really well. I think everyone's had a helping hand into this thing that's going on here, and I think every week we're trying to look and find ways we can get better.
Talk about Clowney being into the Pro Bowl.
It's great honor for him to be that, to bounce back from the things he had early on in his career, to go out there and work hard to get back and be a very productive player. He's one of the leaders over here on this defense, a guy that we count on week in and week out, going out there to have a big monster game.
What's it going to take for y'all to stop the Panthers?
A great team effort. You know, obviously, can't speak for the other side of the ball, but at the end of the day, offense, defense, and special teams. And for us as a defense, we have to go out there. We can't give up the big plays. We have to play great third down defense. And if you can, have turnovers.